On July 2nd of this year, 2021, I shared with you my perspective on survival. And today, I want to carry on that theme to some degree. Actually, about 25 degrees. Celsius, that is. Hello and welcome to the EMG Health Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jonathan Sakia. During that prior podcast, I mentioned that I relished the works of Bill Bryson, a cracking good author. His 1998 book, A Walk in the Woods, details his hike along the 2,190-mile-long American Appalachian Trail with his, well, should we say, colourful friend Stephen Katz, which was actually a pseudonym. Nobody's quite sure where the word hike comes from, but we all know it to either refers to a lovely walk or as a contemptuous command to someone to disappear. I'm going to focus on the former. Recently, I chose to challenge myself and hike Britain's somewhat shorter Cotswold Way, a 106-mile jaunt up hill and down dale on the escarpment that marches west of London. Although encountering black bears was not likely, as Bryson did, I did reread his book to help prepare myself, especially as we were expecting 25-degree plus weather, so I wanted to think that through. There are some themes I want to share for those of you who are listening who are medics and those who are not, but also to set the scene for some hopefully useful tips and perspectives. The Cotswolds have been designated an area of outstanding natural beauty, but honestly, nobody needs to tell you that. The Cotswold Way, a well-signposted route, takes one through picture postcard villages, across fields of wheat, barley, and rapeseed, whose movement in the summer breeze recalls ocean ripples, through forests of pastoral perfection, and past ancient monuments to deeds noble and, frankly, bizarre. The English are fascinated by these so-called architectural follies. And every single one of my aching joints reminds me why I embarked on this trail. Back in the day, my vacations were rather different when I had a young family to lavish attention upon, to entertain and provide cultural stimulation. Now it's just me, a rather diminished budget, and an increasing need to support my health. I'd always enjoyed visiting this peaceful and historic part of England, and I knew the Cotswold Way, but had previously only sampled a small taste on afternoon hikes. This was a different matter. Thinking about exercise programs for oneself or one's patients, it's worth remembering that walking is a great form of exercise to strengthen your cardiovascular system, so it's not just heart-achingly beautiful, but beautiful for your heart. Never mind 10,000 steps a day, how about 40,000? It also enhances your ability to deliver oxygen around your body, and it works many muscle groups. Exercise of this nature is really good at improving your immune system. And while we are hopefully seeing the light at the end of the COVID-19 tunnel, there'll be other pandemics to follow. Vigorous workouts also change your appetite and take one away from the refrigerator and snacking temptation, so weight control is easier. And at the end of each day, the satisfaction of a good meal prefaces a great sleep. Finally, the evidence is very clear. Being in a state of bucolic bliss is good for the psyche. And you know, Mark Twain stated, travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness, and many of our people need it sorely on these accounts. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime. Great words indeed. And on this walk, while traveling solo, I had the chance to meet and chat with other hikers from all over the world, and at the small inns and bed and breakfast homes where I stayed, I encountered some lovely people and made new friends. The value to mental health from chancing upon good people refreshes the soul. Before leaving, there was the preparation to ensure that I had the right equipment for the journey, things such as wool socks and blister pads, my trusty old hiking boots, hiking poles, layers of clothing for all weather conditions, hat and sunglasses and sunscreen, bug spray, more of that shortly, a day backpack that can hold 8 pints of water in a plastic bladder, fully charged phone and backup battery, snacks, almonds, energy bars, halva, and the perfectly named Trail Mix. Ibuprofen tablets, warming muscle ache cream and steroid cream, support bandages, and my trusty TENS unit. For the doctors listening, if your patients ask about advice about being prepared for any such trip, or for anyone contemplating doing this for the first time, check out online resources that will educate you about how tough the route may be and what precautions to take. Proper footwear limits the chance of ankle injuries, protects your lower leg from abrasions and bites. When I lived over there hiking in the USA, one is exposed to possible harm from venomous snakes and poison ivy. But in the UK, apart from a very rare adder, venomous reptiles are not a problem. But we do have stinging nettles, Lyme disease carrying mites and chiggers, so I always douse myself in bug spray and carry some steroid cream to immediately solve such irritation. I used to think walking poles were for old people, and I do not consider myself old. But the moment I tried them, it was a huge help as they distribute your weight more evenly and take some load off hips and knees, especially when walking downhill. Regardless, aches and pains on long-distance walks are not uncommon, so an oral anti-inflammatory and a salicylate-containing muscle rub are useful, as is a support bandage if your knees or ankles tend to be bothersome. Remaining properly hydrated is critical at any time, a topic I've addressed before. But when exercising, one must drink regularly, and more so in warm weather like I encountered. The water bladder I have is equipped with a tube so one can sip regularly when walking or biking. Skin cancers are incredibly common, so use a sunscreen at the start of the day that is at least an SPF 50, and please purchase one that's coral reef friendly. Chemicals like oxybenzone, PABA, P-A-B-A, and octocrylene are highly damaging to our coral reefs, so please avoid them. And please also use a hat and sunglasses when out walking. One can also obtain ultraviolet light-resistant clothing that is nonetheless cool to wear in warm weather. Each day before you hike, have a proper breakfast of foods that have a low glycemic index, meaning they don't aggressively boost your blood sugar, but gradually release energy. Items like oatmeal, wholemeal bread, yogurt, and fruit. Take a packed lunch, and I treated myself to a top-notch cookie after my midday meal while gazing at glorious vistas. And my phone, which is usually glued to my hand and face, remained firmly in my backpack. It was purely there for emergencies. A small compass and an old-fashioned map more than sufficed. At the end of the walk, I felt weary, but rejuvenated, trimmer and fitter. My knees and ankles were, well, a tad angry with me, but the smile on my face and in my heart reminded me of one other activity that I've always loved, flying a small aircraft. And if I cannot be aloft, then I want to be enjoying every mile of beauty that this world provides. Trust me, walking is good for you in so many ways, so please tell your patients to take a hike and consider joining them in the enterprise. Well, folks, that's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed going for this stroll with me. Please join me next week for another episode of the EMG Health Podcast. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay curious. Bye for now.